Georgia is known for its agricultural products, peaches, pecans, chickens. And now, one farm is turning out an unusual item. It's in big demand in Europe's fashion industry. Philip Greitzer paid the farm a visit.
Just outside of Camilla, about 4 hours southwest of Atlanta, up a dirt road called Alligator Lane, is one of the largest alligator farms in the country.
I'm Mark Glass. We're on my alligator farm and poultry farm in Camilla, Georgia. We've got 20 chicken houses, and we've got about 100,000 alligators on the farm.
That's right, 100,000 alligators, and right now it's hatching season.
Here's the incubator, and it's hot and humid in here. It's 88 degrees, and it's begun. We've started hatching alligators now. Actually, there's one on the floor running around now.
A black and yellow striped alligator, about 5 inches long from head to tail, scurries across the floor. Glass picks him up.
Yeah, that's one that just hatched. That's him barking, and they will bite as soon as they hatch.
Glass started out as a chicken farmer. He bought a few alligators to help dispose of dead chickens. Burning and burying the birds was getting too expensive. But Glass soon learned that taking care of alligators cost money, too. They needed a lot of attention, and they ate a lot more than just dead chickens. So Glass began raising alligators commercially for their hides and meat. At first, he kept them in an outdoor pond, but that almost had near disastrous results. Once after releasing about 750 alligators into the pond, he took a closer look at the fence.
I finally went and picked up an alligator and carried him to the fence and set him down. He walked right through the fence. And I was like, oh, no, these alligators aren't as big as I thought they were. We had to quickly get all the hardware stores in town to open up. We bought all the chicken wire that existed. We didn't lose but one or two.
It's quiet on this alligator farm. No slapping of tails, no splashing, no Crocodile Dundee. The alligators spend their entire lives indoors in barns where everything is controlled. Food, climate, and water temperature. They spend their lives in semi-darkness so they won't be too aggressive, because when they fight, it's bad for business.
The industry that we're selling the alligator hides into, the Louis Vuittons, the Hermes, the Gucci, Prada, Chanel's, they want perfect premium skins, no scars, no blemishes, no scratches.
It's hard to imagine that these prehistoric-looking reptiles swimming around in a smelly pond on a South Georgia farm may one day grace the arms of the world's beautiful people.
We grow them to somewhere between 3.5 to 6 feet long. The small hides are 3.5 to 4 foot, and those go into the watch strap market for the high-end watches. The 5.5 to 6 footers go into the women's handbag market.
Glass never imagined himself as an alligator farmer, but he should have had a premonition. 20 years ago, he proposed to his wife at a Florida vacation spot called Alligator Point. For NPR News, I'm Philip Greitzer.